The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The Spirit, we hear in Paul, this is writing to the Romans, the Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. I think that that ought to be the motto of the year 2020, right? 2020, the year of sighs too deep for words, right? It's only July, but what a year it's been already. Whether you're a parent wondering what you're going to do with your kid in a couple weeks, or a person whose unemployment benefits are teetering on the edge, or maybe you're a retiree looking at your 401k wondering whether there's going to be anything left at the end of this year, well, sighs too deep for words pretty much sums it up. We don't have to name all the things each of us are carrying right now to resonate with these words from Paul. I think I'm at the end of the words that I have for 2020. I'm moving on to sighs. Thank you very much. And into the depths of this time of sighing comes a bunch of very strange little parables from Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is like this, he says, like a mustard seed. It's like yeast, like a treasure, like a merchant, like a net. And none of these things are what we would expect out of kingdoms, right? We expect castles or armies or battles, or in moments like these, we expect, I don't know, somebody who's going to win the day or dominance. It's really strange to talk about kingdoms or dominions as yeast. In some ways, maybe that's just not very comforting in days like these. The first thing you learn in the wine business is that a person who makes wine is, realistically speaking, about 10% winemaker and 90% janitor. Forget the romantic depictions you've ever heard of winemakers strolling through vineyards, you know, poetically sniffing wine. It's just not realistic. Most of the time, you're a glorified janitor. And in my case, when I was an intern winemaker or assistant winemaker, I learned pretty quickly that I was about 1% winemaker and 99% janitor. It was my job to make sure the whole winery was clean all the time, not just the tanks and the barrels, but the walls and the corner of the rooms and the desks and the whole warehouse, everything. Because what you learn in the fermentation business is that yeast is literally everywhere. It's on everything. It's on grapes when they arrive from the fields. It's in the corner of the room. It's on the barrels. It's under the bottom of your shoes. It's under your fingernails. It's on everything. Wild yeast is literally everywhere. And wild yeast will wreak havoc on your wine if it goes unchecked. It will corrupt your wine. Wild yeast is a runaway train. Once it takes hold, there's no going back. And in the fermentation process, wild yeast will just keep duplicating itself and creating more so that it wreaks more and more havoc on everything. Wild yeast is chaos. And so that's why a winemaker is about 90% janitor, to keep the wild yeast at bay, to keep it from spreading its chaos into the wine with unpredictability, because you can't sell unpredictability. You can't sell chaos in a bottle every year. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like this, like wild yeast that gets into everything, waiting under your fingernails. One of my favorite songwriters is a guy named Jeff Tweedy. And he writes in his autobiography about a time in his life when he was in rehab, recovering from a serious pill addiction. And it's not pretty or glamorous. It is filled with sighs too deep for words. It's filled with anguish and betrayal and embarrassment, disappointment, hurt. And in those depths, he recognizes that he has lost all of his desire and hope to ever write, maybe even ever to sing again, to even play his guitar. Just doesn't, in the depths, he doesn't want to do those things. And he tells a story about this, that in one day, he's in a group art therapy session. They're kind of at the bottom, right? At what felt like the end of the road. And in this art therapy session, Jeff Tweedy looks across the room and he sees this 63-year-old woman who he knows has been addicted to heroin for over 30 years. And he watches her as she takes up a pencil and puts it to a piece of paper and begins to draw. And he writes that this is one of the most beautiful things that he's ever seen, just watching this woman hold a pencil and being invited to create something. And for Jeff, just witnessing this act of creation, watching that woman there in the bottom of her depths hold her pencil and draw that simple picture, made him for the first time in months desire to pick up his guitar and sing again. But watching creation reawakened his own sense of creation. That's yeast. It's right under our fingernails. If you know anything about yeast, you know that when it comes in contact with sugar, we get fermentation. And then a few things happen, right? First, the yeast eats the sugars. Then the yeast burps out CO2. Then yeast duplicates itself, right? Over and over and over again, creating other little yeast that go on and do just more creating. And that process repeats itself over and over again. And that's kind of part of the chaos of yeast, right? That it just keeps working until it's done with all the sugars, right? And Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like this, like wild yeast that just keeps creating. So many of us right now, I think, are in some depths. We are in a place where we are filled with sighs too deep for words. Life is pretty tough right now, and the sooner we can say that out loud, I think the sooner we're going to find that things are okay. But relationships are hard right now. Marriages are under the strain of quarantine. Loneliness is hard right now. Going to the store is hard right now. Watching the stock market is hard right now. Watching politics is really hard right now. And let's face it, we're in the depths. And I think that the way that most of us try to handle this is that we just try to keep our hands scrubbed clean, right? Like those good winemakers. Just keep the chaos at bay. Scrub and scrub. Reach into the corners of the room under your fingernails. Do your utmost best. not to let any more chaos touch us, for we fear that it will take us and that we will be a runaway train. Back when I was in the winemaking business, I finally got to do some of that 1% winemaking work one day. And I went to the winery during the fermentation process, during the crush season. I went to go on a weekend day to do something other than clean. I was going to do what they call punch downs, right? So to make red wine, grape skins sit in grape juice. That's how you get the color, right? But what happens during this fermentation process, because the yeast burps out CO2, is you have the grape juice and the yeast keep pushing the grape skins to the top. Well, you want them mixed in, so you got to punch the skins back down with this big metal rod and this big thing on the bottom of it. Those are called punch downs. So I go to the winery, and there are these big 2-ton vats filled with grape skins and red wine. And instead of using a ladder, which really I should have done, and go on the side and then move the ladder, I decide I'm going to climb up onto all of these 50 or so 2-ton vats, and I'm just going to walk in between them on the edges and do my punch downs. It helps. It keeps my arms a little bit fresher. It, you know, makes the work go faster. It's not exactly what I should have been done, but, you know, I did it. Well, there I am doing my punch downs, and I forgot that the rule of fermentation never changes, that the yeast always are burping out that CO2, and I forgot to turn on the ventilation. And every time I was doing a punch down, I'd get hit with a blast of CO2. And it wasn't too long before there I am teetering on the edge, getting a little dizzier and dizzier. And a little wine caught the edge of my boot, and splash, there I go into the vat of wine and grapes. And as I come out, I'm like scrambling. I get up on the edge and I get out, and I just can't think about anything but this wild yeast, how I've probably just ruined this whole batch of wine, right? So the next day I come back to the winery, hat in hand, confessing what I've done to the winemaker, thinking maybe I'm going to get fired. And the winemaker looks at me after I've told him what I've just done, and he laughs. And he says, whatever wine in that vat is there, whatever it ferments into, he says, well, that's just going to have a little part of you in it. You see, a good winemaker keeps things clean. A great winemaker recognizes that you can never keep the chaos at bay. In fact, a great winemaker knows that creation is never straightforward, that sometimes we fall in. Sometimes a little wild yeast comes in contact. And actually, the best wines in the world will always express something of a run-in with that bit of wildness, that chaos. That's us. That's the kingdom of heaven. That is this yeast, this creating force that when it touches things, it keeps creating more and more. The kingdom of heaven is ready to take hold of these sighs too deep for words and ferment them wildly. Ferment them maybe into new calls for justice because we have new eyes that are seeing the world differently. It's fermenting them into calls for compassion and love for our neighbors, turning us into the very yeast, the very agents of creation. We can't scrub ourselves clean of this, no matter how chaotic it feels. Paul tells us neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor rulers, nor heights or depths, nothing can separate us from the creating yeast, the creating love that is the kingdom of God. It is under our fingernails, whether we like it or not. That's just who God is. And for that, we say, thanks be to God. Amen.